Darren Copeland Experience. You've never heard anything like it.
Everybody get funky. Oh, 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 yeah, yeah. Oh, oh,
this is what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Is this Marlena Shaw?
Oh, 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 yeah.
Lynn Cohen.
Welcome to Mile High Sports Radio, where it's Funk You Tuesday. Or as we like to say, Funk You Tuesday. Rockies are coming back. So before I was so easily distracted by myself, before the break, I was talking about Paxton Lynch. And here's what I was saying. If you had Chris Harris injured, God forbid, and you had Aqib Talib on suspension, the question coming from all my smart friends at Trivia who are playing now, they'll tell me if they won or not. The question is, who do you start? And the answer is easy. You start Paxton Lynch. You know, Big Fuzz was going off all sorts of talk about, oh, yeah, why you started John Elway. Well, yeah, because you didn't have a great defense. Why did you put in Tim Tebow? Because you didn't think you had an opportunity to go to the playoffs. Why do you start the non-better quarterback? In any situation, you start the non-winning, more talented quarterback when you don't have a chance. And let me tell you something. In spite of what Big Fuzz says, all right, this is not a lost season. If you've seen this team in the first two preseason games, yes, I call them practice. You know what? I say practice games mostly just to get him angry.
Works pretty good.
Oh, my God, so angry. I mean, I watched the games eventually. I've just never been a big fan of preseason.
Yeah, the good parts.
Did you know what the best part of that second preseason game was? The guy, the resigned referee, like late in the third quarter. And he was like, we have several fouls on the play.
I have no idea what's going on right now.
We have, you know, holding on the defense. We have misalignment on the defense. We have mayhem on the defense. We have holding on the offense. It was just like 7 or 8 penalties. All of that offsets, we'll do it over. And then just walks away because he was just so depressed. That's what preseason is to me. But the one thing that I have noticed more than anything else is that this defense has a knack for making turnovers and getting the ball turned over so that whether it's Paxton Lynch or whether it's Tim Tebow or whether it's Slowey or whatever his name is, Slowter. I'm just going to call him Slower.
Slowter. I think it's Kyle Slowter.
Kyle Slower.
Slower?
Slow.
There's a T in there.
That's what you should say his name is. Kyle Slower. Whoever it is, you know, they're getting the ball on the other guy's 20-yard line. I mean, that's what this defense gives you. What a Super Bowl-ready defense gives you is probably 30, and everyone's going to bash you, probably 30 extra possessions a season. 30 extra possessions a season works out to maybe like 2, maybe even more. So maybe you get 2 or 3 extra possessions a game to get points. And because you have a team.
And often it's short field too.
Yes. So what do you need right now? You need a guy who's not going to go out and turn the ball back over.
Yeah. Make crazy.
Like, wow, what was that? You know.
Yeah. Make one read and then run or.
Yes.
Throw it in.
God love Jake Plummer, but when he threw the right, because he's left-handed, when he threw the right-handed pass.
Oh, man.
Straight up in the air on his own 1 yard line that was
that
intercepted.
That was awesome.
I mean, spectacular. Here's the thing. I can see Paxton Lynch doing that. Mm-hmm. probably can see Trevor Siemian doing it a different way. You know what Big Fuzz sees is like what happened in the first preseason game when, you know, Simeon's like, oh, I'm going to try and step out of this guy and then step out of this guy and lose an extra 10 yards.
Yeah.
Everyone bashed Peyton Manning, but Peyton Manning had it right. If you know you're going to get sacked,
go down.
Yes.
Don't try to get out of it. You usually lose more yards.
Yes, exactly right.
And you keep yourself from getting injured too.
Yes.
I like the turtle sack.
Well, here's the problem. Is it probably for the last 10 years of his career, Peyton Manning was probably in the bottom 5 or 10 in terms of pure athletic ability.
Oh, yeah. But and he wasn't really athletic when he got into the game.
No,
anyways.
Like he came out of the bathroom one time. When he came out of the shower one time, this was actually for the AFC Championship game when they won it to go to the first Super Bowl. And it was a cold, cold day, and he comes out of the shower. We're all like in there, you know. When you're covering the game, you know, it's like a big room where you have all the guys dressing and the outsides and all the people. Like, it's ridiculous. It's like having guys get dressed during a cocktail party.
Yeah, or a bathhouse.
I mean, ridiculous. Not even like a bathhouse. It's like, seriously, like, you know, it's like, I mean, watching the Western Stock Show.
Okay.
In a lot of ways. So, oh, yeah, let's have a sip of wine, and oh, look at that guy.
Best in show.
No, smack. That would get you killed. Killed. I mean, literally killed.
Yeah.
One time,
you give him like a blue ribbon and smack his ass.
Oh, one time.
Best in show.
Yeah. What's up? What? Concussion boy. Who was this? Our slot receiver guy that used to play for the Patriots.
Walker.
Yes. So he comes to his locker room. I look down at him. He's like, "What are you looking at?" I'm like, "The only person I can look down to in the whole day."
Welker, right?
Yeah, Wes Welker. Yeah. I'm like, "The only person I can look." He's like he's making a joke. Like I'm looking at his junk. I'm like, I'm just looking at the only guy. I'm looking at the only guy smaller than me in this whole place. Like, sorry, man.
Well, he's really short.
I'm not looking at your junk.
Yeah. It'd be weird if it was just like staring over your head and not looking
Von
at you.
No, Von Miller's junk. I'm staring at that junk. I mean, that thing's like, my God. That should be in it. No, just kidding.
No.
Never seen Von Miller's junk.
Well, once you see it, you can't unsee it. Think of that.
I know.
Yeah. But go on.
No, okay. So, whatever. I mean, this is like ridiculous. So he came out of the, Peyton Manning.
Yes.
Came out of the, and where there was no hot water.
Looked like Skeletor?
He didn't look fit. And I know that he's fit. Like, I know that he's a fit guy.
Yeah. Yeah. But he's not like the prototypical athlete's
like
body.
Like, if I was to work out a lot.
He looks like a runner.
Yeah.
But like, that doesn't run.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, so if I was to work, if I was to work out a lot, okay, I'm sorry, but I'm just not going to have six-pack abs because I like foods and I like drinks.
Yeah.
And so I'm not, you know.
I like food.
Yes.
So and between, I like drinks.
I do. You know, so if I was to work out super hard, I mean, I might get better arms. I might get better, you know, a little bit skinnier. Probably not lose much weight because all the fat would turn into muscle. But I'm not certainly, you know, fit. I mean, he looked like, you know, a 38-year-old man. As he comes out and is like, hey, I thought we won the game. Can we get some hot water up in this thing? Which was one of the funniest things I've ever heard in a locker room.
Come on.
But that is what Peyton Manning brings to you, is not athleticism. He brings to you smarts. He brings to you the chess match, which is I'm going to move the defense so it doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
Like I'm going to move the defense
I'm put
around.
Them where...
Yeah, so you have the best possible opportunity to get the play.
Yeah.
And right now in the NFL, that is a way, way, way more important thing to possess as a quarterback than being able to run around and throw things 80 yards.
Yeah, because if you can run, you're going to get hit.
You're going to get hit and you're going to get hurt.
Yep. I mean, look at Cap Newton. He's a big guy, like solid guy.
If the Bible hasn't taught us anything, it's like eventually a fish is going to swallow you whole. So why are you running?
Ah, that's neat.
I mean, you'll be
out. Wait. Wasn't that Pinocchio?
It was Pinocchio.
Yeah.
The Book of Pinocchio.
It's the Darren Copeland Experience.
Geppetto.
We'll be right back.